You are now tuned in to Let's Talk Ferrella, and this is a new segment I like to call Cypher Something. I have some guest stars with me that I'm going to introduce you after this amazing beat. Shouts out to Bob. Blah! Yo, what's up, everybody? You are now tuned in with Let's Talk Ferrella, and I'm back with somebody who is the funniest motherfucking Leo I ever met. This guy does videography. This guy is a motherfucking Trapper of the Year, a.k.a. 4K Devontae, man. He's back at it. What's up, man? How you doing?
What's up? What's up, Ferrella? Thank you for having me here.
Yes, sir.
What are we here to talk about?
Currently we're at 4K Devontae's house because we were going to shoot a podcast at another studio. That didn't turn out great. 4K Devontae is letting us use his garage, but it's Black History Month. Before we get started, maybe I should hit you with some quick black facts.
I love it. Let's go.
So, do you know where the term sagging comes from?
No, this is like when, you know, guys have
like
pants.
When guys sag their pants, right? So it. Cool, right? What's sagging spelled backwards? Niggas. First off, spell it out. S-A-G-G-I-N.
Yeah.
N-I-G-G-A-S. Sagging niggas. So that's first thing.
How do you
also, do you know the term buck breaking? So back in the slave days, anytime you would have the big ass, strong ass, because everybody's always like, man, it wasn't big 7-foot slaves back then. How come nobody got help, right? That's something people say a lot. But anytime that you would have slaves that they called breaking the law, meaning running away, trying to help other slaves, rationing out food to other slaves, or trying to be a little bit more educated than massa, they would break the buck. And you want to know how they broke the buck? They would strap him to a log, pull his pants down. The slave owner would sexually assault him along with all the slaves that lived on the plantation.
What?
And the slave's direct family members, the brothers and the dads, they would just have to put bags over their heads. They would have to participate. The slave owners from around the other plantations and wherever that slave was running to and whoever he was going to help would have to forcibly sexually assault him. After that, the slaves would either run away and get murdered, commit suicide overnight, but the ones that didn't, they walked around the plantation sagging their pants to let the other slave owners that brought new slaves was a message to the slaves like, hey, this plantation's, we break bucks. And the other slave owners that would come to visit, if they wanted to fuck, they knew who was available.
What?
AKA buck breaking.
Oh my God.
Yes, sir.
That's so dehumanizing.
You do know that Peter Pan is pretty much a gingivitis version of that, right? Mm-mm. Island of the Lost Boys. Island of the Lost Boys is a real place where, like, when buck breaking got outlawed, plantation owners would take young boys to an island and sexually assault them, aka they called it the Peter Pan trip. So the Island of the Lost Boys. Look, think about it.
The internet, bro.
I
can't watch Peter Pan no more.
Okay, look, everybody's always like Captain Hook is the villain, but think about how Captain Hook never once kidnapped a kid.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And he would always try to stop Peter Pan from kidnapping the kids.
He said that he escaped or whatever, and he got older, and he's trying to help the other kids escape, but Peter Pan is convincing them that he's the villain.
Yes, sir.
I'm like, what?
Yes, sir. Shit is crazy as fuck. We only smoke like two.
I haven't. I didn't smoke or eat all day today.
For real? What did I eat? I just had Chipotle before I came, and then I smoke right now. I am pretty lit. That's why I feel like I had to make a podcast real quick. But how are you, man? How is everything? How's everything in the life of 4K Devontae?
Everything's good. But have you seen on TikTok the like the animals dying or going to like the birds falling out the sky out of nowhere.
The 200 birds falling out of the sky out of nowhere,
and then the there's a video of the it was I think like February something, like it was pretty recent. It was like a group of dolphins swimming to shore, like as if like they're running away from something. Like a couple escaped and were able to go back to like the free ocean, and then some of them like they just got stuck there, and then like I think they died.
Bro, we're in the end of days.
Crazy, bro.
We're in the end of days. Look.
And then, sorry.
Go ahead, go ahead.
And then I remember when the oil rig like exploded, and it was like a big ass fire in the ocean and shit like that. Bro, what if it's not that? What if it's like some type of aliens or something? I was like,
1,000% media has like, already confirmed aliens exist. That is already 100,000% fact. And okay, with the oil rig explosion, right? How many videos did you see with them showing what was above the water but not below?
Yeah.
They never showed you what was in that motherfucking water.
There's something in the water.
And you remember like 10 years ago when South Park, when the oil rig company accidentally caused an explosion in the ocean, and then the media said that the government set off a bomb, and then literally hella demonic creatures came out. Bro, that happened on South Park. And then for the people
like Pacific Rim, you know?
Bro, Pacific Rim talks about the same shit.
In like a portal or something like that?
Out of a motherfucking portal. Come on.
Something's going on, bro. Come on. I don't know.
Look, my theory is the whole reason that NASA started off as an aquatic company is because once they went down there, they seen some shit that they could not explain to us at all. Whole reason they in outer space. You meaning to tell me that we've been stuck in outer space and don't know what the fuck is on this planet still to this day? Come on, bruh. They know. Mermaids done been caught on camera. All kind of crazy shit done been caught. Like
Mermaids are real.
They not the bad bitches you think. Yeah, like, they are 1,000% real.
It look like Voldemort with a tail.
They look like Voldemort with a motherfucking tail. Like, oh my gosh. So it's like, bro, what's really happening? And then it's like, think about how the media keep trying to push COVID on you. But then it's like, at the same time, that video right there of the birds falling out the sky never got talked about. And then it's like, CDC just came on and was like, hey, y'all, the vaccine never worked from the beginning. And then the new strain that's out can't even be detected. So the new strain that came out can't be detected 2 weeks after y'all gave everybody at home test kit.
Yeah.
Come on. All I know is that shit is finna get fucked up real soon. Cause I seen the dolphin video. It's all kind of crazy shit out there. And it's like, in reality, we only know as much as the media shows us. Like, think about if an alien attack happened right now in Idaho and they shut down all of Idaho's internet. We would not even know. It's not like we would hear it. It's not like we would see it. Like, who's to say it's the same shit?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're keeping us from, like, the actual truth. Because, like, obviously they don't cause mass hysteria. But people are dumb, that's why.
Bro, people are hella why dumb. Are we still focused on masks when the boxes of the masks say they don't help? The scientists say they don't work. Why are they still pushing people to wear masks? And now people in America fighting over race, but now they trying to have niggas focus on Russia and Ukraine. Personally, I don't live there. Good luck. Good fucking luck. Because guess what? Cambodia's under war. Laos was under war. America didn't go to fucking Cambodia during the motherfucking Khmer Rouge, did they? No, they did not. You know why? Because Cambodia does not have any resources America needs. As for Ukraine and Russia, come on. Bro, everything you own say made in Japan. How the fuck can they let Japan be on the other side? I got my passport, nigga. I'll go to Russia. I'll kill Americans for Russia. I'll kill Americans for Russia. You think I'm playing?
All jokes.
The country I live in teaches its people to hate us when America was built on people of our color. And the people, like, come on, bro. History is literally just told by the white man with the most amount of money. If me and you fucking found a mine where fucking 24K gold came from, nigga, and 30 white niggas with pistols came, and we still on our rock, knife, and shield shit? Mm-hmm. Who discovered that mine?
The motherfuckers with the gun and shit.
Hey, y'all, what's that over there? We're like, oh, it's 24 karat gold. Oh, really?
I heard back then, before like everything got colonized and everything, that like over there in South, like in Africa, like Egypt and stuff, they were like, they're like more advanced.
1000%.
They're way more advanced. They have more better technology than everyone else.
Not even just Egypt. Egypt, Aztecs, literally the Angkor Wat in Cambodia has so many small design pieces. Bro, how are the civilizations back then primitive and we can't recreate nothing they did?
Right.
We can't recreate the pyramids. We can't. Oh, the Angkor Wat has so many tiny. Bro, they have full figurines smaller than your pinky nail.
Yeah.
Full villages carved into a mountain, my nigga. Not rock. Not motherfucking tree, not paper, nigga. Rock. How? Everything is precise down still to this day.
Yeah. They're...
Come on.
I felt like they were hella smart.
Bro.
Hella smart.
They were 1000%, 100% hella smart. Like, shit. Like, bro, I feel like history is hidden from us for a reason. I feel like we just stuck in a bubble. And it's like, anytime somebody get like some type of voice or something to preach, it's like, nigga, they just end up getting murdered or something. Like, shit, think about how gas right now is $5 a gallon. And we know that fossil fuels are killing the earth. But we also know that in history, a man created a way for you to fucking run your car off of just water. 1 gallon of water gave you 350 miles. A man discovered that. 1 gallon of water gave you 350 miles, bro, in your car. Do you not know that the oil companies approached him and said, you would put us out of business if this came to market? He said, I don't care.
I need the faucet from my seat to fill up my car.
That would cause us to be self-sufficient and not need to rely on anybody. Mm-hmm. After this man came up suicidal, do you know that his car came up missing and nobody asked about it ever?
I bet.
His car vanished into thin air. He was the only person who knew how to create it.
Damn.
And his blueprints where he kept it, his house caught on fire.
Coincidence, huh?
And then we just ended there? Come on. It's like, we only know how much we're taught. Like,
we get advanced farther, it has to be like, I can't even fucking say it right now. It has to be like capitalized. Like,
what do you mean?
If I build a new invention, like that'd be self-sufficient and everything, but if it doesn't help the economy in no way, then they're gonna fuck it.
Yeah, but if it overhelps the economy, then your life is at stake. Bro, yeah. Nikola Tesla was a real man who was able to create one Tesla coil that was able to power entire states. Nobody would have to pay off electricity because he found out a way to make this Tesla coil run off the F vibration frequency of the planet that caused it to create its own electrical waves, and it gave everybody power. And he was only able to make one of those by himself with his life savings. And Rockefeller, the guy who's fucking created oil, mm-hmm. was the only person in the world with money. He's like, hey, man, be my partner. Help me out. He said, no, that would ruin me. And here we are. Like, bro, think about it. Everything you in your house runs off fucking oil. Like, nigga, we all slaves and we think just because we can go buy clothes and weed when we want, we got freedom. No. I feel like it's finna get real fucked up.
So if you were to move to a different country, where would it be?
New Zealand.
New Zealand?
Yes, sir.
Why is that?
Voted number one best place to live, die, and raise a family 10 years in a row.
That's just the name just sounds calming. New Zealand.
New Zealand. And you know why? Because it's a socialist community. You know what that means? That means that Lawrence can't sling his money dick bigger than mine because in our society, all the society's wealth is divided in between everybody equally. We all work 4 days a week. all the money made in the society. We all get paid out monthly. All our rent is paid.
But there's always that one person who wants more than everybody else.
True. It's like, how could you want more than somebody else when if I want a house as big as yours, all I got to do is just go apply at the same job you have.
Yeah.
But it's like, other than that, bro. I mean, yeah, but it's like, think about America. Everybody wants what the next person has and what they have and what they have and so on and so forth. That you got bitches getting BBLs at the age of 14, 15. Because everybody wants to be desired versus just focusing on the present. And it's like, I feel like if you didn't have to worry about nothing at all, it would be simpler. Either there or like, I don't know, Philippines. Somewhere my money could go longer.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What about you? If you could live anywhere besides America, where would it be?
I really haven't even thought about that, but I like tropical, so I'll probably go to Africa.
I would go to South Africa for sure.
Yeah.
South Africa. Hell yeah, see? And just get the fuck out of here. No Joe Biden, no nothing. And then it's like, bro, literally in every other country in the world, you would just be referred to as American. Mm-hmm. Like, not by the color of your skin. Like, think about how... Can I hit that?
Yeah.
Think about how in America, it's considered freedom of speech if you got a motherfucking swastika and an upside down cross on your porch and at your house. It's freedom of speech. But nigga, in Germany, it's considered a motherfucking felony.
Yeah.
And your ass will go to jail. Bitch, you got a swastika, bitch? Bitch, you're going to jail, bitch. In America, leave him alone. It's his right.
It's his
right to shit on an entire... That's America, bruh. That's America. And it's like, I don't want to be nowhere where I'm not loved. But it's like, you can spark another if you want.
No, I'm okay. I'm chilling.
You sure? You look high as fuck.
I didn't eat yet. I didn't go eat, but...
Why don't you eat some of them Taki,
you look at my freezer.
Nuggets, you know, niggas got.
I didn't buy that. My roommate bought that.
Damn, this shit is powerful as fuck.
It's hella icy. You gotta be just careful. Not like weed, bro.
Nicotine, man. Nicotine make me cough harder than Mary Jane, bro.
I think I just got used to it because I used to cough a lot when I used to first do it.
Really?
And I mean, I just got used to it, and I was like, I got it.
So that means that my lungs is still good.
Yeah.
You got them.
You're just used to weed. Because I don't know. I don't really inhale the whole nicotine. I just inhale.
Nigga, shut up. How many of these you got in your house right now?
No, I just inhale it through the cheeks. Like, you keep it in the...
Inhale it through your cheeks.
Yeah, you keep the...
That's cap.
You keep it in your cheeks.
Cap.
And then...
Nigga, I didn't see you.
Yeah, because...
Not in your cheeks, nigga.
Yeah, later on, when you... Further progress in the puff game.
Hey, all right, so look. So I have some guys, they was in my DMs asking me like, yo, man, can you talk about like more personal... Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to step on your Travis Scott dunks. Those are so clean. Yeah. I have some guys in my DMs talking about like, can you talk about like shit that's like more personal? Like I legit know somebody, I won't say his name, but him and his girl broke up because anytime he busted a nut, he would cry.
What? Okay.
He would cry. And he felt that it was an emotional thing, and she thought that was just the gayest shit on the planet. So I'm here to tell you guys, fellas, what is your number one finishing line when you're in those cheeks? This is for my man out there who was like really going through something traumatic, okay? He cries. Like, my number one go-to is...
Like, does that hurt him? That's why he cries? Like physically?
Nah, he just said, like, I don't know. Like, it just feels so good. He just cried.
I don't even know.
You never cried before?
I never
cried. You ain't never but...
I never busted nothing crying.
Boy, I'm telling you right now. When you find that one that make you cry, you'll put a ring on it. Boy, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
I've never cried.
I'm gonna give you some money. Yeah. have a nigga buying a girl 2-fold check. Hey, man, if you love her, put a ring on it or put a chain on it.
Yeah, exactly.
If you like it, then you should have put a chain on it. And it gotta be 2-4K on it.
Hey. Watch out, y'all see when it comes through.
But, yeah, shit. Don't cry. Or, I don't know, just have like, a good fishing move.
I'm about to come. That's it.
That's what you say? Oh, I'm about to come?
Just like, oh.
Monotone voice.
Not like a monotone. No, I'm not gonna moan it in the fucking.
Moaning in the mic.
Nah,
you gotta get in the mode. No, you want me to turn the lights off? Shut the garage.
Let's burn some candles too.
You gotta get up on her and you gotta be like, yeah, baby. Yeah, baby, I'm finna. I give her one of those.
Ooh, I can't do that. That felt like some ASMR. I listen to this on Spotify. And sometimes I listen to this like in my AirPods. So I can't just hear you straight moaning.
This is
my AirPods. Watch out.
Don't play this at work.
Oh, yeah, daddy.
So now that part's in there.
You gotta pay a trigger warning.
My shit does have a fucking trigger warning on it. It has it had the parental advisory on it when I had made the Step Brothers, but to be honest, I didn't like it. I liked it, but I felt like it was too dark, so I just got rid of it. And the other one's more bright and vibrant. You know, sometimes you gotta make stuff white people vibe to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know when you're trying to make money, you know what I mean? You know what it is. But what's up? I heard that you're going to start shooting adult films on 4K Devante. Is that true? Would you ever shoot adult films? Like if somebody's like, yo, bro, I need you to come by.
Yeah, shit.
I need you to come by. Or shit, you could rent your services for like weddings, events, shit like that.
Yeah. I'm just barely starting out. Like, not barely starting out, but like trying to get back to it.
Okay, so for my people out there who want to do freelance, I know guys, some guys say that they want to be photographers, but with the setup you have, it looks like you went a lot further than wanting to be a photographer. It looked like you're going a lot further, so.
I want to be a photographer and then later on open my own studio. I have my own, own building to have my own studio. And then I want to have, like, different sections. Like it could be like a all green, like flowers.
Mm-hmm. So like and a, like a,
like have 90s, like 90s theme, like, you know what I mean?
Like, you've been to ice cream museum?
No, but I've seen, pictures. So,
like how all the rooms are like photo ops like that.
Yeah, like that.
So like a IKEA photo op lounge.
Yeah.
Like how IKEA has like room setups, but like you go through the rooms and it's like, that would be sick as fuck.
I remember went to IKEA High.
I
took an edible once. Oh my gosh. I don't ever eat edibles because they hit me so hard.
And they, but this time I was like, okay,
maybe I'll try it again. And this is my second time eating it. And then I tried it. We went to IKEA. Boy, I thought I was in somebody's house every time I walked the corner.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I feel like it's like my old age, but I am obsessed with furniture stores.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. It's just something about the manifestation. Like, nigga, this shit finna be in my living room. This finna be my bed. That's finna be my dresser. Like, I love furniture places. IKEA is the shit. Have you ever been to Home?
Home Goods?
No, just Home.
Home.
Home. H-O-M-E.
Uh-uh.
It's a furniture store. Oh, my God. Killing IKEA. Except, IKEA has a food court. If Home had a food court, they'd be beating IKEA ass. But Home is fucking delicious.
My favorite furniture is probably mirrors.
Furniture store?
No, like a furniture, like a piece of furniture.
Mirrors?
Mirrors. I love mirrors. I like
I'm a couch guy. I like couches. What's up, Kay? You can come in.
No.
Yeah, we're making a quick one.
Oh, okay. So I was like, I didn't know.
Kay's in the back. It's 4K Devante's girlfriend. She went on a Starbucks run. She's back with Starbucks. Have you ever did shrooms and went to the museum?
No.
10 out of 10. Highly recommend. Okay, look. I'll tell you right now. For my people who have never done shrooms, take shrooms and go to the museum.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You actually got him a water, too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They had no oat milk.
They had no oat milk?
Yeah.
For real?
The other ones, they didn't have what we liked, though. So
Oh, okay.
Damn. This is hella good. Hey, y'all, if y'all ever go to Starbucks, thank you, Kay. I'll tell you right now, the best combination at Starbucks, y'all, is the iced chai latte. Look, iced chai latte with brown sugar and oat milk on my mother. You'll love it. You'll love it, okay? You'll fucking love it. What were we talking about?
I don't know, but I usually get a strawberry acai with lemonade. Before, when they had syrup, you used to put syrup in there. I used to put like two pumps of raspberry. Fire.
Boy, I would get the strawberry. Nah, I'm lying. I would get the peach refresher with dragon fruit. And then, that shit was fire as fuck. No, I'm lying. I think it was a dragon fruit, and I would get it with peach juice.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
That shit is fucking delicious. I'm high as fuck. Sorry, y'all. I'm drinking this Starbucks. I ain't been here in a minute. I haven't been neglecting y'all. I got a lot of projects on the way for y'all. I just, you know. Plus, the podcast takes a lot of fucking time, okay? Also, the ones with the conspiracy theories, I really proved that Atlantis was real, and I proved that the Earth is hollow. I give you exact context and everything. Oh, nigga, you don't think Atlantis is real?
I feel like so.
Atlantis was real. It was.
And then it sank. All right, can you tell me about it again?
You want an abbreviation?
Yes.
So, like summary. Real quick abbreviation. So, you know who Plato is? Plato is a world-renowned, not a philanthropist, not an entrepreneur, scholar. What's those words that they called the scholars back in the Renaissance times?
Is it aristocrats?
Something like that.
Oh, no.
No.
I don't know.
But let's just say that he was like a really fucking smart guy in the Renaissance time, right?
Yeah.
Plato is somebody that we recognize today and that we use some of his idealism in today's society, okay? Plato is the guy who came up with the story of Atlantis. And he didn't come up with the story because, like I always say, all stories... That look good as fuck.
You want a piece?
Hell yeah, I'll take a piece. Boy, that shit look delicious. All stories start off as reality, one point in time. And Plato's six generations before him. So Plato's great-great-great-great-grandfather... at the time was known as Father History, where in his society, he would go to different cultures, he would sail there, and he would collect information on their beliefs at the time, their religion, their cultures, and he would bring it back to ancient Rome. And at the time, this is when the ancient lost library of Alexandria existed. It's pretty much where all the nations before the rise of Catholicism, all these nations decided to put all their knowledge of all these histories, lost library of Alexandria. But I don't want to get ahead. So this man, he sailed to Egypt and he met with the ancient scholar in Egypt, and the pyramid was called the Neith Pyramid. And these people wanted to show him hieroglyphics that they had, I want to say like 2,000 years before their civilization came. Mm-hmm. And these hieroglyphics were carved on a rock that they didn't have any tools to carve on. But the hieroglyphics were about 2 inches thick. And the story was pretty much the whole entire story of Atlantis. That Atlantis was off the coast of Africa, exactly where the Eye of the Sahara is today. Also known as the, I forgot the actual scientific name for it. But the Eye of the Sahara, it was the exact place where Atlantis was. And the Eye of the Sahara is in, what's that? It's in West Africa. And West Africa is all dirt, all desert, which is evidence that, okay, if Atlantis sank and it was flooded, the reason that it's all desert is when all the water came, it brought hella sand and suffocated the soil. That's why nothing grows there. That's where Atlantis also was. So, yeah. Atlantis was real. But I could go deeper, but I'm high as fuck. But, oh. You want to say anything before I go?
No, I think we could wrap it up.
tell him your tags, man. If you want to shoot or podcast, he does photo shoots, birthdays, wedding shoots, soon to be OnlyFans shoots. He is a very respectable guy. He is not a weirdo. I highly suggest y'all book with him, ladies, gentlemen. Gentlemen with gentlemen, ladies with ladies. Ladies with animals and dogs with animals. So, yeah, fuck with him. What's your Instagram?
YoungKeo209.
How do you spell it?
Y-U-N-G.
Y-U-N-G.
Dot. K-E-O dot 209.
209. Follow him. Blow him up. Harass him. If he was dookie on a podcast, let him know. If you want to hear him back, let me know. And yeah, this is Let's Talk Perella. Enjoy your motherfucking day. Hope you guys enjoyed Cypher Something. I have plenty of content on the way. Check out Perella Galleria on Instagram. This is a new segment I'm adding to Let's Talk Perella, but I just wanted to give insight and feedback and perspective on certain topics and point of views from everybody's life. I hope you guys enjoy the beat because we worked really hard on it. Shouts out to Little Uzi Squirt.